This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 28th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The White House egg roll is set for Monday, and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden has themed the event Eggucation. The event continues a tradition that started in 1878. It'll transform the White House South Lawn and Ellipse into a school community inspired from Dr. Biden's 30-year teaching career. The American Egg Board's Emily Metz says this is their biggest event of the year.
This is our biggest consumption period of the year, biggest moment of the year. And so for us to have a commodity, an agricultural commodity highlighted, as eggs are at the White House Easter egg roll, is an opportunity that no one else really gets and that we want to leverage and capitalize on to the fullest extent.
Metz says children will follow the journey from the farm to their homes.
The entire roll is framed around education and kind of a schoolyard, a school tent. So there's field trip to the farm, which is our area of the Easter egg roll where we tell the story of hen to home. And then, of course, there's a variety of other activities, but it's kind of modeled after that education schoolhouse theme with a huge, huge nod to egg farming and our farmers.
Met says egg prices draw attention, but the farm story isn't perhaps what consumers would expect.
That egg farmers are price takers, not price makers. They really are at the whim of the commodity exchange market, and that's a huge opportunity for us to really talk about all of the cost factors that go into raising birds and producing food.
Of the 64,000 eggs provided by the AEB, 40,000 have been hand-dyed, and there'll be eggs on the menu.
So there's going to be egg-centric food, everything from egg salad, Uncrustables, to cake pops, to cookies, to, yes, the infamous hard-boiled egg pops. Are back on the lawn this year, and those eggs for all those food items have been donated.
Met says the eggs used by the expected crowd of 40,000 will be composted and used in the D.C. area. What's more, egg farmers will also be donating 64,000 eggs to area food banks, which is part of the sum of the 50 million eggs donated to hungry people last year. AgriPulse Newsmakers is posted at AgriPulse.com. This week, Hannah Pagel speaks to Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford, a co-chair of the House Ag Committee's Ag Labor Working Group. Crawford tells Pagel the bipartisan committee came to common ground because of the way they agreed to debate issues.
That we are going to narrowly focus on H-2A reform and nothing else. And that meant, so yes, H-2A is a migrant workforce issue, but we're not going to veer off course and start talking about immigration issues in the context of DACA, for example, or pathways to citizenship or green cards or any of those things. We want a very narrow focus on how we fix the H-2A. Program.
Crawford says previous legislation proved a good source of key points.
And so what we did was we took what we thought were the relevant parts of the Workforce Modernization Act and considered those in those 25 points that we ultimately dealt with. And of the 25, 21 were adopted, which is a pretty stellar accomplishment. And of those 21, 13 were adopted unanimously.
Unfortunately, the Ag Committee has no jurisdiction on labor or immigration issues, but that doesn't mean the work was in vain.
The House Ag Committee has no jurisdiction legislatively on the H-2A program. What we do have is subject matter expertise and access to the relevant stakeholders so that we can bring them in and let them make their presentations to the committee.
You can hear Crawford's comments and a panel of guests at AgriPulse.com.
We're dealing with data that is at best 12 years old, maybe even 14 years old. That baseline has shifted, and it's not reflective of what the demands are for farmers today. And that doesn't matter that where you are in production agriculture. We've made a mistake, in my opinion, both times in that we didn't index the reference prices. Had we done that, it would have been fine.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their challenges. Learn more at Syngenta.com.
Well, that's all for today's Drive Time on this Good Friday. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.